Yeah, so now we're holding in the Seif Dalid. Tov ma tachanunim bechavana. It's better to say fewer tachanunim, which we have to define in a second, supplications, bechavana, knowing what you're talking about, ma'arbas below kavana, then say lots of stuff and not know what you're saying, or not mean what you know, kavana. Let me talk for the word of kavana just for a second. I don't have a good translation for kavana, but this much, everyone knows the word kivun is like, in modern Hebrew, is a direction, like lechaven, it's a direct, and the point of kavana is like directing your consciousness towards something, like you're focused on mentally. I don't know how people translate kavana. That's what it means, like you're focusing your intention on it. Okay, so now, before I even read anything, this is a din in tachanunim. Tachanunim does not mean, that means things that are not maker a din. So that does not mean that sukkah zimmer you can just cut short because you'll be able to understand them more if you say a few of them or something. That's not the point. This is talking about extra stuff, like for example, tikkun chatzos, like for example, al naros bavel. That, you're better off. No, if you, let's say, for example, you are Mishar, you, as far as you're concerned, after a minute into davening, no matter what happens, you're going to be, mind's going to be elsewhere. So indeed, if that's true, you're better off starting your davening with Hazanas Olam as opposed to with Shir Malos or Al Naros Bavel, so at least a minute into it, when your mind is wandering, you've fulfilled your Doraisa Chiyuvim instead of worried about Al Naros Bavel and not gone there, for example. So those things which are extra, those are the place where you ought to do less if it means you'll be able to do them better. But not things that are not extra. So here he says inside, below Kavana, Aval Im Hamarba Kivan Gamken. If you can do both, yeah, if you can do more, if you can also say more and also have Kavana, so then Hamarba Tov Yoser, then saying more is obviously better. If the reason why you're saying less is just because circumstances are beyond your control, then you just can't get on with it because of your intentions, man, or just because of external circumstances. You just assess yourself and you figure out if you would go on saying more, you wouldn't be able to focus on it. So then, but if you would say fewer, you could say them with meaning them, understand what you're saying, focus on it. Nechshev l'fnei Hashem, as far as Hashem Yisbarach is concerned, k'mo oso sheyesh lo panay, as if someone who had lots of time, umarech b'tachnunim b'kavana, as if you said more and said it with kavana. Balzeh sheninu, and that's what Gemara Menachah says, famously, echad amarbe, it doesn't matter if a person does a lot, v'echad amamit, or if he does a little bit, u'bilvad, what does matter is, what really matters is, sheyechaven libo l'shamayim, that you should direct your heart towards heaven. That's talking usually, Patzik and Menachos is talking about the Gemara is talking about Karbonos, but we're applying it here also to Tachnunim. This, by the way, according to Yitzhak Berkowitz, would apply to Tachnun. They don't call Tachnun for nothing. But meaning that there's no point in rushing through Tachnun to keep up with the impossibly fast pace that many of them say it at. Rather say it whatever pace you can to understand what you're saying. When you run out of time, you run out of time. But you shouldn't cut up Tachanun altogether, because that would be, you know, parts getter. There's a din of Tachanun, but if you're going to miss part of Tachanun, if you're going to say less of the Tachanun, but say like you mean it, that's a lot better than rushing through. You can stop where you are. Yeah, you could. You could stop where you are. What? I said you don't have to. I said you can stop where you are. Yeah. At some point, you're going to miss something. Whatever you're going to miss, you're going to miss something. You know, whatever. But the point is, you could. It's nonsensical to rush through Tachanun just to say the words. That's the point. You're not achieving anything. Okay. V'chein. Same goes l'inyan Talmud Torah. This is the Mishnah Berurah putting this in. I don't want to say gratuitously, but like, he didn't have to say it shot in this, what we're talking about, just adding in. By the way, as far as I can tell, by the way, when it comes to Talmud Torah, ha'inyan kein, the same applies for learning. Ki ha'kol tali l'fnei Hashem yizbarach. Everything, as far as Hashem is concerned, what matters is if a person does everything he could do in terms of his, you know, you do your best. If a person is accomplished in Torah, he really has the ability to really understand and learn properly, the capacity and the constitution to do it. Then he could hold himself back from saying excessive supplications, uvakashos, hanidpasos besidurim, that are printed in the sidurim, like for example, tikkun chatzos, mentioned before, and better off you should learn in place of saying those extra things. If your person is a person's a Baal Torah, is learning Torah. But Tzarcha Adam Likbolo Ace Lilmod Sifre Mosar, again, like another throw in here from the Mishnah Berurah. A person has a chiyuv to be koveya every day, a time to learn Mosar Svarim, b'chol yom, b'yom. It doesn't matter if it's a lot or a little, but the point is you have to learn Mosar every day. Ki hagadol mechavero yitzro gadol hameno. Because the bigger a person is, to the Yetzer Tov, so then the more he's got a corresponding Yetzer Hara. So however big you are, well, you've got as big a Yetzer Hara, so you need to deal with it. The Tavlin HaYetzer Hara, the antidote for the Yetzer Hara, Hu Tochachos Mamare Chazal. That is the words, you know, the chastisement of Chazal. Chazal's words are what will be the antidote to overcoming the Yetzer Hara, so you have to make time to put it in. To make time to learn Mosar every day.